Then there were two sacraments of enduring grace. Of enduring grace. And the other sacraments of matrimony and anointing. So 1, 2, 5, 6, 7. So the sacraments of enduring grace. Grace that continues. And the other sacrament of matrimony, which continues. Having made a lifetime commitment to each other, husband and wife, receive what the church calls enduring grace. And the sacrament of anointing, same thing. Now, if we're teaching all the sacraments, you would spend time explaining how the sacrament of anointing is an enduring grace, a grace that continues. To say, serious illness, I've been anointed many times, and I'm sure one reason I'm still alive is because of that sacrament. And it's one of its effects. Restoring health to a person who may be dying. However, the sacrament of anointing, the effects last as long as the illness lasts. If there was a relapse, a person can be re-anointed. Consequently, our focus is on just one of these seven sacraments, the sacrament of permanent character, which we call holy orders. Now, we will talk about in class holy orders on three levels: the episcopate, the priesthood, and the diaconate. He will concentrate, of course, on the second level, the priesthood. Now, the episcopate is defined as the fullness of the priesthood. So the one who receives the fullness of holy orders is the bishop. And what we call the priesthood, that is the second level of holy orders. And our main focus during these talks will be the priesthood as priesthood. And the diaconate is a sacrament. As you may know, before Vatican II, there were what we call the major orders. There were what we called major orders and what we called minor orders. Now the major orders were and still are the episcopate, the priesthood, and the diaconate. The minor orders were the subdiaconate. The subdiaconate. The lector. The acolyte. remembers one more minor order. Strange language. The porter, P-O-R-T-E-R. In the Second Vatican Council, I hope you should spend some time on this, sisters, because most of you, am I correct? For most of you, I'm not asking for your age, but for most of you born since the close of the Second Vatican Council, closed in 65. Yeah. But you would be somewhere, like say some church before the Second Vatican Council is not that familiar. Now before the Second Vatican Council, we had, like myself, I was ordained first to the minor orders and then the major orders. Of course, not the episcopate. As I told you, we take a vow, a special vow, not to become bishops. Oh, viva! How happy I am. The Second Vatican Council, watch it, for the Latin Rite, not for all the rites, for the Latin Rite, the Second Vatican Council erased the minor orders. And they are called now not orders, but ministries. Ministries. And sisters, after now over 30 years, we still have to catch up with the Second Vatican Council. For example, there is the ministry of the acolyte to serve at Mass. And men should be specially consecrated for that purpose. There was also the minor order of exorcists. That, as you know, has been removed as a minor order and is now reserved only to priests who are specially appointed to be exorcists by their bishop. So the minor orders for the Latin Rite were removed. And one good reason was because many people confused the major orders with the minor orders. The major orders were instituted by Christ. The episcopate, the priesthood, and the diaconate, we believe, were instituted by Christ himself. And already in the Apostolic Church, there were bishops, there were priests, called presbyters, and there were deacons. Name one deacon who appears in the New Testament. Now a few words about our loving Muslims. You may be surprised, but there are in Islam religious communities. Did you know that? I counted 24, both of men and of women.